This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. As an unusually warm, dry winter comes to a close, Colorado is edging ever closer to an official drought declaration, Ray Solomon reports.
Snowpack at its lowest since 1981. Temperatures at record-breaking highs. Drought conditions across most of the state. Welcome to Colorado in 2026. In response, Governor Jared Polis has activated the Colorado Drought Task Force. The move facilitates proactive work between state departments to study local impacts and come up with solutions. Colorado hasn't had to do that since 2020. Peter Goebel is assistant state climatologist. He says forecasters expect the warm, dry weather to stretch at least into June.
We are running over 6 degrees above average in March, and that's on the heels of what was the warmest February on record going back to 1895 for Colorado.
If those trends persist, the governor could make an official drought declaration later this year and ask for federal assistance. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Governor Polis's AI working group has released its recommendations, this on how to regulate consequential decision-making by artificial intelligence systems. CPR's been to Berkland.
Polis appointed the group to help iron out thorny issues around transparency and liability for an AI law set to go into effect in June. Colorado passed the country's first comprehensive law to regulate how companies and governments use artificial intelligence to make key decisions over people's lives in areas like banking, hiring, and education. The working group proposed guidelines on things like what AI developers have to disclose about how their systems are trained and how they should be used. A consumer could also ask for a human to review the decision. The working group recommendations still need to be ironed out at the state capitol in a bill that would need to clear the legislature this session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News.